Bingo was his name-o. There was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o.
Oh, what was that? What's happening?
It's okay. I just got a flat.
Oh,
no problem here, honey. Holding the light for a second.
Ah!
Hard molder?
This woman claims to have been taken aboard a spaceship and held in an anti-gravity chamber without food and water for 3 days.
Anti-gravity's right. Sorry to interrupt your serious investigation, but I just heard a story that'd just about take your knees out.
What's that?
They found a body in the New Jersey woods yesterday, missing its right arm and shoulder. They think they may have been eaten off by a human.
Where in New Jersey?
Just outside Atlantic City.
Not an uncommon place to lose a body part. They think it's the mob?
It was a homeless man. There doesn't seem to be a motive.
You feeling lucky, Scully?
Relative to whom? It's not our case, Mulder. The local police are handling it. An X-file?
Ever hear of something called the Jersey Devil?
Yeah. It's a beast that's supposed to come out of the woods and attack cars, right? Kind of like an East Coast Bigfoot.
Read the file about the case in 1947.
Save me the trouble.
It's 1947. Family watches Dad get dragged off into the woods. Cops find Dad with a few appendages gnawed off. Cops corner a large naked man in the woods and gun him down. Autopsy shows human flesh and bones in the man's large intestine. A beast man.
Is the autopsy report in here?
No. The original disappeared from the Patterson PD's files a few years after the incident. But there is a statement from the attending pathologist.
Mulder, it's the same story I've heard since I was a kid. It's a folk tale, a myth.
I heard the same story when I was a kid, too. Funny thing is, I believed it. Thanks, Doreen. Fact is, we got a cannibalized body in New Jersey. Someone or something out there is hungry.
They say animals can develop an appetite for human flesh, but this is no animal. You see the teeth marks just below the clavicle? They're human.
Who found the body?
Park ranger. Was he alive when it happened? Well, it's hard to tell. It was a skull fracture, but no sign of a struggle. His blood alcohol level was up. Probably never knew what hit him.
Any ideas about that?
The size of that bite mark, I'd say large adult male.
I'll do my best.
Detective Thompson is handling the case.
Glenna?
Hi, I'm Special Agent Dana Scully, and this is Agent Fox Mulder.
I don't remember anybody calling me FBI in on this.
Oh, we're not here in an official capacity. Agent Scully is a medical doctor. We heard about your victim, and she thought she might take a look.
I'm sorry. I'm going to ask you to leave. We have an investigation.
For God's sakes, Tommy, this is no time to get pissy.
We have jurisdiction here.
Any suspects yet, Detective?
I don't work for you, sir. And unless you hear different from the Attorney General, this case is a local matter.
Agent Mulder, we should go.
There's no need to get bent out of shape.
On the contrary, I think I've been exceedingly polite.
So what's eating that guy?
He was perfectly in his rights. The FBI has no overriding jurisdiction in a murder case. Anyway, you'd feel the same way if someone was horning in on your work.
Yeah, chances are he's without a clue. He'll probably be scratching his head when they bring the next body in.
Missed your opening, Mulder. You could have really humiliated him and told him who the perpetrator was. The Jersey Devil.
Hey, what do you say we grab a hotel, take in a floor show, drop a few quarters in the slot, do a little digging on this case?
You're kidding, right?
Okay, we can skip the floor show.
Mulder, I have to be back in D.C.
You got a date?
No. I have my godson's birthday party at 6:30. What are you doing?
A little poking around. Maybe make a weekend out of it.
Mulder, it's a 3-hour drive back by myself. In Friday night traffic.
Found the body just over there, lying face down on the rocks. 32 years with the Park Service, I've come across some weird stuff, but I tell you, never anything like this. The victim was a homeless man. You get many of them wandering around out here?
Well, occasionally I'll see some, but most are scared of the woods.
Scared? Of what?
I don't know. The devil?
People say that's just a myth.
Depends on who you talk to.
What do you think?
Well, like I said, now 32 years. I see a lot of weird stuff. Like one time, a little over 4 years ago, I saw what I thought was a large man come out of a
copse of birch trees.
Not a stitch of clothing. He's about 60 yards away. And he starts sniffing the air, you know, like a dog. And then he looks straight at me. And I swear he smelled me because he took off into the woods so fast, you'd swear it wasn't him.
Really?
Yeah.
You never saw him again?
No. But I feel him. And I found things. Some scat. Half buried like a cat's, only more human. Found a half-eaten rabbit with what looked like a human cuspid tooth in it. And some deer bones. Looked like they'd been sharpened into tools.
You think it might be what's responsible for the body you found?
Well, I got a pension coming up in a few years. You know, you say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing. I don't ever come out here without my weapon anymore.
How far is it into town from here?
About a mile, mile and a half.
I'm staying at the Galaxy Gateway for the next couple days. If you think of anything, will you call me?
Sure.
What happened? Did you bump your head?
Oh, Cruiser, stop that!
What happened?
Jungle warfare.
Oh, I'm gonna kill that dog.
If the hit squad doesn't get to him before you do.
I'm so glad you're here, Dana. Oh.
Amazing.
What?
You're just such a natural at all this. I don't know how you keep it all together.
Mommy radar.
I don't think I'm cut out for this, Elle.
Dana, you went through the FBI Academy. What better training could there be for motherhood? Seriously. You're great with kids. What are you talking about?
When am I supposed to find the time?
Well, first you have to get a life. And, of course, it helps if you can find a man.
Know of any?
Yeah, they're disappearing faster than the Brazilian rainforest. What about that guy you work with?
Mulder?
Yeah, I thought you said he was cute.
He's a jerk. He's not a jerk. He's, he's obsessed with his work.
I'm Rob. I'm Scott's dad.
Oh, come in.
Thanks. Hey, Tiger. How you doing? Having a good time?
Divorced.
Anybody here know Roger Crockett? He was murdered 2 days ago. Ma'am, can I?
Hey, honey.
Roger Crockett? Anybody?
What'd you want to know?
Did you know Roger Crockett? Did you hear how he died?
Yeah.
Any ideas who might have done it?
You a cop?
No, I'm FBI.
I'll show you something.
Okay.
need some money. What is this?
Stuck in the pocket of a jacket I found.
Does it mean anything to you?
I've seen it.
Where?
Right here. Digging in
here?
The trash.
Are you hustling me?
Swear to God.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. It scared the hell out of me.
Has anybody else seen it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's pretty freaked.
Anybody told the cops?
You think they don't know?
Where are you sleeping tonight?
Are you standing in my bedroom?
You know the Galaxy Gateway? Room 756. Go ahead.
Hey, they got HBO?
Yeah, they do. We got a man up on that roof.
Nothing to be afraid of. We're going to give you a warm place to sleep it off.
Hey, back up.
All right, calm down.
I'm telling you, there's a man up on that roof.
Get in the car.
Now.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Enjoying the nightlife here in beautiful Atlantic City.
I'll go right to the DA's office if I have to. Obstructing an investigation. Misconduct.
That's good. Let's go see her together. And while we're at it, why don't we add withholding evidence to the list?
What are you talking about?
Statements given to you describing something stalking the back streets of Atlantic City.
This is the fishing trip they get me up at 3 o'clock in the morning for? Unbelievable.
Why else would you be sweeping the streets tonight? You know it's out there.
I got a perpetrator out there. Whether it's Hannibal the Cannibal or Elmer Fudd, I've got a job to protect people.
Oh, is that your job? Or is it to keep the dice rolling, keep the tour buses rolling in? You can't fill those casinos, this town disappears like a quarter down the slot. I've seen it.
Seen what? You've been spending too much time in supermarket checkout lines. The story's as old as the hills.
Who's going to be responsible when you lose your first tourist, Detective? You are.
No, you are, sir. Because you're wasting my time and impeding the solution of this case. You want to go on a safari? Go to Africa. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Line 3. Where are you?
Not far from where you left me.
You're still in Atlantic City?
Scully, you got anything happening this morning?
What's that noise in the background?
That's the guy getting sick.
Mulder, where are you?
The drunk tank? Well, it's not hard to see where they mistook you for a vagrant.
You gonna rag on me or you gonna take me to get something to eat?
Am I buying, or did you manage to panhandle some spare change while you were at it?
I move like a cat. Quick and graceful. There's no way a human could have gotten up on the roof that fast.
Mulder.
What?
What's going to happen when word of this gets back to the Bureau?
They dropped the charges. That guy Thompson, he ran me through the system just to spite me.
I'm talking about this Jersey Devil thing.
I saw it. It's exactly the way the ranger described, the way it moved, the way it sniffed the air. It's come out of the woods, probably in search of food.
Yeah, I'll say.
It was peeking through the garbage, Scully. If it was a man-eater, why didn't it come after me? Probably felt threatened.
Mulder, listen to yourself. You're already ascribing an emotive and an alibi. This thing chewed somebody's arm off. It's not exactly a defensive posture.
But you do believe that I saw something, don't you?
You saw something, I'll give you that, but I'm not about to go in and sell it. Not when it's nothing more than a sighting in a dark alley.
I still got a hotel room I'm paying for.
Yeah, well, I have to get back to Washington by 7:30, so...
Another birthday party?
No. I have a date.
Can you cancel?
Unlike you, Mulder, I would like to have a life.
I have a life.
Come on, I have somebody I want you to meet on the way home.
Come on. Huh?
Just about every culture has one. Yeti, Sasquatch, Russian Almas, the Sonequa.
Why is that?
That's a kind of universal wild man myth. A symbolic fear of our dual natures as humans, as creators of life and destroyers of it.
What's this chart?
It shows the historic entry of man onto each continent and the effect it had on other animal species, which, as you see, has been disastrous.
Why?
We humans have retained hereditary traits through evolution that have proven to be extremely destructive. We tend to be tribal and aggressively territorial, oriented by selfish sexual and reproductive drives that make cooperation beyond the family or tribe extremely hard for us.
So we kill other species in order to survive?
Yeah, humans are top carnivores. We sit at the top of the food chain and we reduce other species' chances of survival.
It's nice to know Dana left here with more than a degree.
But what if something entered the food chain above us?
It won't happen. Our intelligence virtually ensures that, barring the introduction of some alien life form, we will live out our days as rulers of the world.
But what if through some fluke of nature, a human was born who reverted to its most animal instincts, a kind of carnivorous Neanderthal? Wouldn't he occupy a space above us on the food chain?
Oh, sure. All he'd have to do is wait outside any fast food restaurant and eat us on the way in.
Right. Yeah, and haven't there been cases where men have been raised in the wilderness by animals who have no language and hunt like predators?
Oh, yes, several. You see, but cannibalism is rare, even among the lower mammals.
But even when faced with extinction.
Well, maybe in the jungles of New Guinea. It's just highly unlikely that what you're suggesting could have survived civilization or evolution out in the woods of New Jersey.
Highly unlikely, but not outside the realm of extreme possibility.
It would be an amazing discovery.
Well, the hard thing was when my wife remarried. Suddenly I felt very competitive for my son's attention. It was weird.
I'm sure.
I became a super dad on the weekends with Scott. I had this unconscious fear of being replaced. I actually had dreams where I was running over his stepfather with my car. Well, you'll understand when you have kids. Having kids changes everything.
That's what they say.
Maybe some weekend, if you're up for it, we could take the kids out to the beach for the day.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. So, can I ask about the case you're on, or can't you say?
I don't think it's a case we should discuss over dinner.
I don't suppose you'd want to hear about the finer points of estate planning and taxation.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi. I found a body out in the woods today. It looks like it's been dead 6 to 8 months. A long-haired male missing the same tooth I found in that rabbit a while back. It could be your devil.
Where's the body now?
I turned it over to the coroner's office.
You're sure it was a male?
Well, it had all the plumbing.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Scully.
Mulder.
Sorry to interrupt your evening.
That's okay. What's up?
I just had an amazing thought. Maybe it isn't a beast man we're looking for after all.
They picked it up. Nobody logged the body on the chart. I sure haven't seen it.
I don't understand. What else would they have done with it?
I'm afraid we may have called you down here for nothing.
They're going to try to sweep this whole thing under the carpet.
Why?
Any publicity, and you've got the streets crawling with the kind of people who aren't here to play the crap tables. Word gets out there something's still on the loose. Forget it.
You said it was a female?
The body they found was a male. There's a 50-50 chance there was a mate. We may never know unless we find out ourselves.
If it's true, what are the chances of capturing it alive?
If it is a primate, it would have a natural fear of heights. It would also want to stay close to its food source.
This thing has no fear of heights. We'll stay together and start with the lower floors. How much time will that dart give us?
It'll put down a 500-pound bear for an hour, if I hit it.
Check for me.
Something here. It's blood. She could be bringing her killing here. She could be injured.
Roger, Zebra team in position.
It is a female, Scully. How close is she to you or me? Does she feel emotion? Or her days just spent looking for food?
Maybe she spends her day shopping.
8 million years out of Africa, I don't think we're all that different.
Mulder, we put men into space. We built computers that work faster than the human mind.
While we overpopulate the world and create new technologies to kill each other with, maybe we're just beasts with big brains. What?
No, I was just thinking about my godson's birthday party. 8 little 6-year-old boys running around. Talk about primitive behavior.
Now look, his name is Mulder and he's a federal agent. You ever hear of him?
No.
You know him?
No.
Well, what are you doing here?
I'm a professor of anthropology.
Mulder. Does that sound familiar to you? Look, I know he's here somewhere. Will you check upstairs, Andrew? Go check upstairs. I want this place searched.
Thank you.
Mulder, you're hurt.
You should have seen her. She was beautiful.
Yeah, well, she just about ripped your lungs out.
She could have torn my head off, Scully, but she didn't, because she sensed that I wasn't a threat.
Yeah, I need to talk to someone who can get me federal jurisdiction on this case. Mulder.
How old did you say she was?
What?
The U.S. Assistant DA is on the phone with the Bureau right now. He wants to know what the hell is going on up here in Atlantic City.
Well, tell him he's got a real-life Neanderthal on the loose. She was young. I don't know.
The Atlantic City Major Crime Unit has filed a complaint that we're endangering a murder investigation.
That is such crap. You can...
They got her cornered in a building.
That's dumb.
Can you see him?
He crawled into the wall.
You get a man in there.
That's affirmative.
Now, keep these people out of here.
You can take her alive.
Going on in here?
I got a man down. We got a naked woman just jumped from a second story window.
Suspect is headed south into the woods on foot. Good one. Right.
I know these woods. If she's going for cover, she'll be down by the rocks.
Why'd you have to kill her?
Same reason you kill a rabid animal.
Thank you.
Hi. This just came through. It's the posthumous medical exam of the woman's body. They found fragments of human bone still in her digestive tract. They estimated her age to be 25 to 30 years. Now, they allowed Dr. Diamond to do a medical exam of the body, but he found nothing that suggested prehistoric bone structure or physiology. Now, the ACPD has her listed as a Jane Doe, and a search for her identity in state psychiatric records has begun in earnest.
Good luck.
They have also released the medical exam from the male body that they found. His age is estimated to be about 40 years.
There would have been offspring.
The medical exam of the woman's uterus does seem to indicate that she may have given birth.
She was just protecting her children, Scully. It all makes sense. The male dies and she comes out of the woods in search of food.
Mulder, will you do me a favor? Will you just go out and have a beer? Will you take the day off? I'll cover for you. Will you just take some time for yourself?
Thanks for the offer, but I've got an appointment at the Smithsonian with an ethnobiologist. I can't wait to tell him about this. Mulder. Yeah, just a second. It's for you.
Hello?
Hi, Dana. It's Rob.
Oh, hi.
Sorry to call you at work. It's just I have Scott for the night, and we have two extra tickets for Cirque du Soleil. We thought maybe you'd like to ask Ellen if you could take Trent and join us.
Requisition for a car, please, sir. Thank you. Who's that on the phone?
A guy.
A guy? Same guy as the guy you had dinner with the other night?
Same guy.
You gonna have dinner with him again?
I don't think so.
No interest?
Not at this time.
Thanks, Fran. What are you doing?
Flying with you to the Smithsonian.
Do you have a life, Scully?
Keep that up, Mulder, and I'll hurt you like that beast woman.
8 million years out of Africa.
Look who's holding the door.
Something down there?
Where?
Over there.
No, I'm sure it was nothing.
No, I saw something.
Hey, did you ever hear the story of the Jersey Devil? You know, when I was a kid, my dad used to tell this story about a creature who lived out there in the woods.
Yes.